Please stand as you are able for the gospel reading. The gospel reading is from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, Eldersgate Correll, director and organist. Thank you, Lynn, for I never received any crown of love before. Thank you so much. Thank you. You love me always. That's obvious. That's evident. And the best way for you to love, to show your love for me is that bring a friend. Okay? So when I see more people coming to our church, my joy is overflowing. All right? Okay? So a gift, it would be good, but best gift for me is that you bring your friend, your family, your loved one to the church so that we can share the love and joy of God, of Christ together. Amen? Amen. A mother of three unruly preschoolers was asked whether she would have children if she had to do it all over again. "Sure," she responded, "just not the same three." Child rearing is not easy for mothers. It requires a great deal of hard work, effort, and sacrifices, plus lots of love and care. Sometimes it could be super hard to teach your children how to be good. Child rearing is also a challenging task for fathers or any other family members as well. It takes a whole family or even multi-generations to raise a child. Nevertheless, children are indeed wonderful and precious gifts from God. Children can bring you joys, smiles, and happiness. Children are blessings from God and make your life more abundant, meaningful, and grateful. So, when we all claim ourselves as the people of God and the children of God, we must not forget our children are also integral part of God's people and God's family. Sadly, in Jesus' time and the time in the past, women and children belonged to the father. Women and children were considered as properties in those male-dominated societies. They were not treated, women and children were not treated as complete and full human beings, but as some kind of second-class people. Even in the Bible, we can find enough evidence that women and children were classified in a different group from men in those times. For example, we remember Jesus' miracle of feeding the 5,000 in the gospel, Matthew 14:21 says, "And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children." This number 5,000 referred to the men only, not counting those women and children, probably more people. Fast forward today, 2021, it is shocking to learn that there are still certain countries and cultures that do not treat women and children as equally as men. Recently, as you are aware, we've been hearing about the Taliban's horrible suppression of women and children in Afghanistan. Even here in the U.S. today, still our children are being kidnapped, sold to human trafficking, exploited, used, manipulated, abused, and killed. We cannot just point fingers to other countries' child laborers, child soldiers, or child slaves, while we are hearing horrible things happening to our children here. Yes, we have come a long way, but still we have a long way to go. When you read the Bible, especially the Gospels, you would not miss when Jesus was being criticized by the general public, especially and mostly by men. Jesus was criticized for spending too much time with the so-called wrong people, such as children, sinners, tax collectors, foreigners, also known as the Gentiles, sick people, the disabled, the poor, etc. Those Jewish leaders at that time demanded the rabbi Jesus to practice some kind of Israel first policy. And obviously this policy included only Jewish men, not women or children. Not to mention those Gentiles, sick people, slaves, or the poor. However, as we read from Mark text this morning, Jesus' message is radical and sensational, not only in his time in Israel, but also today anywhere in the world. Verse 14, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." Amazing. Jesus proclaims that God's kingdom belongs to little children. And in verse 15, he emphasizes his point again. "Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Wow. Remember in the previous chapter of Mark, when the disciples were arguing who was the greatest. At that time, Jesus tells them in Mark 9:35, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then what comes next? "Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, 'Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me.'" Yes, Jesus in Matthew 25:40 also says, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Yes, one of the least of these refers to a little child or any person who is a member of God's family. So, when you are welcoming or treating a little child or any person or every person with love and respect and dignity, you are doing it to Jesus, or the one who sent him, the Heavenly Father, our God. Today is World Communion Sunday. We come around the communion table, remembering that his gift, this gift from Jesus, extends to all who follow him. There are no borders, no age limit, no exceptions. As we gather in the sacrament, God's grace is available to every single person. I'd like to share an excerpt from an important message resource on this morning's the Mark text for World Communion Sunday from the United Methodist Church. I cannot say better than these profound words as we celebrate World Communion Sunday this morning. So here you go. Quote, "The community called the United Methodist Church is a source of hope and love that is grounded in faith for children, youth, and young adults. As they grow up, what they experience through this place shapes their values and life choices. Experiencing rejection, gossip, bickering, or lies interferes with their ability to become disciples and kingdom builders. Jesus tells us with his actions that each one of these young people is of sacred worth. We have a responsibility to ensure their safety, their sense of purpose, and their belovedness. Looking at the totality of Jesus' ministry and the meaning behind him, saying to let the children come, we see how his ministry models radical hospitality. This spirit of welcome reaches across borders, socioeconomic situations, and age to give us a sense of the fullness of our family in Christ. Sometimes trusting in the next generation means being a little uncomfortable or inconvenienced to support them building up the beautiful community. When we lift up people whom we might have instead overlooked, we begin to perceive the kingdom all around us. Through intergenerational ministry, God's realm begins to take shape and transform the world as hopes and dreams are realized." Unquote. So true. My brothers and sisters in Christ, my fellow children of God, on this World Communion Sunday, we are invited to partner with the global church family. And when we do, our hearts and our gifts are transformed into the blessing hands of Jesus. And our participations will extend to bless those who are working hard to build up the kingdom of God, ready to serve in life-affirming healing ministry. Let us bless our children now and more than ever. They are God's precious children, and so are you. Thanks be to God. Amen.